The husband and wife who produced the longer of the two new versions of War and Peace are heavyweights in the world of literary translation. They've tackled most of the major Russian novels, including Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, Notes from the Underground, and The Brothers Karamazov. They even got a nod from Oprah when she chose their translation of Tolstoy's Anna Karenina for her book club. Translator Richard Pevere was born in the U.S. His wife, Larissa Volokhonsky, was born in Russia. They spent 3.5 years translating War and Peace. Sarah Fishko of member station WNYC talked with the couple about their collaboration.
The collaborating translators are in the studio, side by side. As always with War and Peace, we begin talking about numbers. There are hundreds of characters.
There are 582.
There are at least 200 historic characters who actually existed. We have them all in the index.
Everything about this book, in any language, is big. 1,200-plus pages, epic battle scenes, the sweep of history. But what has surprised and captivated Pevere and Volokhonsky is the detail and the precision, and a quality you would least expect from Tolstoy, compactness.
I don't know if other writers in the mid-19th century wrote a sentence like, "drops dripped," but coming upon that in Tolstoy is very striking to me. But he was interested in the sound, in this precise, brief noise of raindrops dripping, which in Russian is kapli kapali, and which luckily we can translate into English as drops dripped.
And it's all in the darkness. Petya only hears the noise, kapli kapali.
You've been unhappy with the way it's been treated previously, I know.
Well, the other translators translate a piece of information. The trees were dripping, or drops fell from the trees, raindrops were falling.
From the branches.
But they don't get this sound.
Discoveries like these grow out of their method. First, Volokhonsky, the native Russian speaker, makes her own translation from the Russian to English. Then Pevere, the native English speaker, takes over and addresses the Englishness of it. They may look at previous translations as they work, but their starting place is their own draft, word by word, phrase by phrase.
I make a precise, very precise translation, as close to their, literal.
Well,
literal translations don't exist. Only a train schedule can be translated literally. But I try to be as close to the original as possible. So if I see kapli kapli, I say drops dripped. Now, when Richard comes upon that, he comes to me and says, "Is this true? Is this what he wrote?" I said, "Yes, this is what he wrote. Do what you can with it. If you can do it in English, do it. We have to be brave."
As Pevere completes his version, he constantly consults his wife about all of the possibilities contained in the original Russian. The final stage is a long reading. Pevere reads their English translation aloud as Volokhonsky follows along in the Russian. What emerges is a meeting of two linguistic minds.
It's a great pleasure to create this language, which isn't quite English, it isn't quite Russian. It's something in between.
Now that their publication date has come and gone and the book is officially launched, they can admit to a moment of uncertainty about the whole project.
Richard didn't want to translate it. It's so long, we are no longer so young, it's such a huge work, we'll sink, we'll get buried.
But Pevere and Volokhonsky have learned to love Tolstoy in a new way.
As we started working, I began to see the constant humor of Tolstoy's style. It's not a joyful humor, it's sarcastic humor. But there's a great deal of social irony, social sarcasm.
They still respond to War and Peace, even though they now arguably know this book as well as anyone alive. Their response, two thinking as one, is now on paper. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Fishko in New York.
You can read a passage from War and Peace, translated by the husband and wife team, and compare it to the translation by Andrew Bromfield at npr.org.